Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Matt's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 73 for May 31st, 2006. Bright feet, lighted slippers. The Daily GizWiz is brought to you by Retail Careers at T-Mobile. Find your calling at T-Mobile.com/jobs. And now, get ready for Dick.
Well, here we are in the DiBartolo, stately DiBartolo mansion. And, you know, I don't know if Dick's trying to save money or what, but all the lights are out. Wait a minute. What's that? There's like these lights coming in. What is that?
Oh, Leo.
Dick, what is that? That is weird.
Isn't it? It's great, Leo. I'm wearing my bright feet.
Yes, right? I would say you have bright feet, but that's why.
Okay, bright feet. I found these at the National Hardware Show.
Uh-huh.
By the way, the National Hardware Show it's now four shows in one. It's the Hardware Show, the Gourmet Show, the Lawn and Garden Show, and the Houseware Show. And it is big.
Wow.
So
wow.
In the next week, we'll be doing different gadgets. But these caught my eyes because we know my passion for LED technology.
Everything in Dick's house, on Dick's body, on Dick's boat, lights up.
That is correct. Everything. That is correct.
Sleep at night?
Oh, badly.
You know, my wife, actually, this is serious. My wife complains bitterly because I don't intentionally look for stuff that lights up, but everything has a light on it.
And I think it's great.
And they're all pulsing and blinking and beaming and I have them all in the bedroom where they're charging, and the poor woman, she can't get a good night's sleep. Yeah.
But you know what, it's very funny. The one thing I never understood about gadgets is, why does a gadget light up when the battery's low? Isn't that sort of like
self-defeating?
Right, exactly. Anyway, Bright Feet.
This is a safety thing.
Yeah, and it's a clever idea. The guy who designed them really worked them out well. They're slippers with an LED headlight in each slipper. And I'll tell you what's clever about it is that there is a timer so that when you take the LED, first of all, they'll only go on if it's dark. So there's a sensor inside.
No wasting of your battery. Yeah.
Okay. So now they're in the bedroom. You're not in the bedroom and the light's off. Won't they go on? No. They also have a weight sensor in them.
So you have to wear them to have them go on.
Exactly. So you keep them next to your bed. You want to go to the bathroom late at night, or you're in a hotel and you don't know where the lights are. You slip these guys on. It senses that it's dark. It senses that there's now a foot inside them. They go on, and you walk around, do what you have to do. You go back to bed. You take them off. They have a delay off timer in them. So it gives you like 5 or 10 seconds to get back in bed, and then they shut off automatically.
Oh, that's a good idea, because otherwise it would be that problem. They'd be shining in your eye. It's like those cars where the headlights stay on while you go inside.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that.
Exactly.
But you don't have a car, so you have light-up slippers.
I have light-up headlight slippers. And, yes, the batteries are – it's two little replaceable cell batteries.
Oh, you mean like the watch batteries?
Yeah, the watch batteries. Yeah. And you slide them out. They're in the heel. And, of course, LEDs, what do they burn for, 100,000 hours? So you don't have to worry about replacing the LED itself.
Right.
And they're $40 and they come in a couple of colors. I think they come in tan and navy, and it's very clever. Bright slippers, lighted slippers. So,
hey, did you go down to the new Apple store when they opened up last
week?
No,
I did not. You know, I did not go there.
Because speaking of light up, I mean, they have this glass cube. It's an underground store, I guess. I haven't seen it. I've just seen pictures. And there's this big glass cube. It's at 5th Avenue between 58th and 59th. I guess there's a park there or a square.
Yes.
Wow. Wow. I mean, it looks gorgeous.
It's amazing. You know, it's very funny. you know, real estate in Manhattan is just so ridiculous. There are a large number of stores now that are opening
underground.
Yeah. They'll have, like, the walk-in part is street level,
right,
with a few things, and then you go down a flight of stairs and the store is down there. So
it's pretty amazing. Wow.
It is pretty amazing. You have to duck subway trains once in a while, but wait a minute.
I don't think they're saving money on this because the store is underground, but there's this giant glass cube above
up
it.
Up top, yeah.
And you enter in the glass cube and you descend into the store via this spiral staircase. I mean, yeah. Wow.
I know. And wow. Fifth Avenue is not cheap.
Oh, this is
and
a pricey. Is this
area? Area is. I think the last figure I heard was something like $110 a square foot.
Oh, I believe that. I believe that. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Well, they must.
You pay $1.10 a square foot out where you are.
Yeah. Let me think. Well, wait a minute. Now I could tell you.
Oh, it's less a square yard.
Yeah, it's very cheap. So I have my office is probably about let's see. It's probably about 300 square feet. Yeah, I'm paying about $3 a square foot.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
not
okay.
bad. But it's nice. I mean, I'm in a Victorian. Yeah.
A Victorian.
This used to be a bed and breakfast. In fact, I'll meet people and they'll say, oh, yeah, my mom stayed there a couple of years ago in the room that I'm in. I remember this room.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, I have a shower in here. It's nice. It's very pleasant.
Now, do you own the building or you just have an office?
No, I just rent.
What's the rest of the building? People still
stay
there?
Other offices. No, they converted this old bed and breakfast. It's a two-building bed and breakfast. They converted it. I'm in the cottage, they call it.
Wow. And so now it's like a desk and breakfast.
Yes. Yeah. Work and breakfast. No breakfast. Just work. Forget the breakfast. but it's what's nice is I'm in an office, but I don't feel like I'm in an office. I feel like I'm in a home. So it's much more comfortable.
I'll be right down. You should be in a home.
In my bright feet slippers.
Taken. Take your luggage to the next room.
Go, move. I'm going to get some of these slippers, and my wife will see me coming now for a change.
From a mile
I can't
away.
Sneak up on her. Brightfeetslippers.com.
And don't forget, Leo, today is the last day you can ever vote for us. Plus, we're never asking again. Is today the end of May?
It is the last day to vote. If we can get to number one just for one brief shining moment. On podcast, I realize we're talking about this vote. We may not give out the address. That might be part of the problem. Podcastalley.com. PodcastAlley.com.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right. Someone said to me, I'll vote for you, but
where? what are you talking? What vote? Yes, Podcast Alley. We should mention that.
Podcastalley.com. And if you can't find us, look in the top 10 podcasts. Click on the Daily Giz Whiz. And when you click on that, it'll say info or vote.
Yeah, it opens
up.
And
the vote is what we're looking for.
Just one vote, just today.
One vote. We're not mentioning it again. We'll fade into obscurity.
I'll tell you what I am going to mention again. T-Mobile careers.
Oh, yeah, it should be mentioned.
Retail careers at T-Mobile. What a great place to work. I'm a T-Mobile customer, and one of the reasons is because of the nice sales and support people. I went there for the phones, and I stayed for the people. Really great people. A great career for you too, because you can start at the beginning and work your way up. Retail opportunities are available at all levels. And if you like gadgets and you like people, you're a hard worker, T-Mobile wants to talk to you. T-Mobile.com/jobs is a great website describing all the career opportunities that are there for you. T-Mobile.com/jobs. We do thank them for their support of the Daily GizWiz. DailyGizWiz.com is the website.
DailyGizWiz.com or TheDailyGizWiz.com.
Or GizWizBiz.com or HeyYou.com.
Exactly. What's that guy that Leo works with, WebsiteName.com?
we haven't registered that, but maybe we better hustle and get that.
We have to do that. You know what? I even have my crappy little website.com registered. I do.
That's a good name.
And you know what else I registered? I registered WilliamMGaines.com.
Oh, I think that's good. To keep it.
Just so that
nobody else.
He has a place in the Ethernet.
Did you put a page there or anything?
I just have Bill's picture.
It's William E. Gaines?
William M. Gaines. I'm doing it now, too, because it's been a while. I pay for the renewal of it, but I forgot what I put up there.
Oh, that's neat. You know what? I love it that you did that. I really do. When did he pass away?
Oh, boy. You know what? around this time, it's coming up to, this is either 13 or 14 years ago.
Wow. Hey, find out the day, and let's, on that day, let's do a special podcast for him.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I would love to. Maybe if we can find some audio or anything like that. I think I have to make a trip to the gadget warehouse with some equipment. And we need to convert some of this stuff.
Yeah.
I'm really thinking this is, I'm going to spend a week and help you get some of this stuff digitized. Because we should make a site with all this stuff on that. And your site, when you go there, should have Lauren Bacall saying, I just love Dick DiBartolo.
Oh, yeah.
That should be the first thing you see.
Right. Two things. One is time. And two is you are. I mean, you know, I was on your website. On your website, people can leave you voice messages.
Oh yeah, we could do that. You want to do that on yours?
Wow.
We can have people asking you questions about Mad Magazine.
Yeah.
Let's think about it. Don't rush to the website.
Yeah,
we're going to think about that.
I get so much stuff now.
I don't know if we want to create more. Hello, Dick. Right. I have a question. In page 32 of the August 15th, 1948 episode.
Yeah. Sometimes there are questions you just can't answer. You know, I got one once that we're leaving Thursday. This is Tuesday. We're leaving Thursday. We need to have a phone card with the cheapest rates to these countries. And since it's Tuesday, can you respond as fast as possible?
Quick, we need all that information now. You know, I have a friend who his response, and I've actually thought I should probably do this, is he types in, is Merlin Mann, actually, the organizational expert. He has a template, a Google search template, and what he does is he'll just type in the Google query and into the response say, yes, click this link.
that's a good idea.
Isn't that a good idea? And then it does what they should have done in the first place, which search Google for them.
That's very good.
Hey, we're out of time. It's been a great time. We will see you tomorrow on The Daily Gizwiz.